All right. Hello, everyone. It is Friday, September 17th. I'm Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading, here with your stock market update, always covering what you need to know as we approach the trading day in 15 minutes or less. Let's take a look at the charts and see what happened yesterday. First, the S&P finishing lower by 0.15%. So small down day for the S&P, losing 7 points. The Dow, similar situation, losing 63 points, about the same percentage. The NASDAQ actually ending higher for the day. But on a positive note, the indices really made a pretty nice run into the close, or in the afternoon at least. Let's look at a 5-minute chart here and look at the action for yesterday. And you see that after the open, there was a big slide in the morning, finding session lows right around 10:55, and then just a slow grind higher throughout the rest of the day, getting to session highs just about an hour before the close, pulling back a little bit to end the day negative, but a pretty nice comeback for the major indices really across the board. We could look at the Dow, similar picture. We could look at the NASDAQ, same story. A second attempt at lows here, right around 11:20 before the grind higher, a pause during lunch, and then an afternoon rally. So pretty nice comeback in spite of the mixed results in the S&P and the Dow finishing slightly lower. This morning, there isn't a whole lot of activity as we get closer to the open. Futures point to a slightly lower start, Dow down 30 points, Dow futures down 30 points. The S&P down 4 points and the NASDAQ down almost 9 points. So about a tenth of a percent there. And if we take a look at the 5-minute chart here, we could see what the action has looked like. And you see that it's really been all over the place and coming off of recent lows here as we approach the open. So we were down lower. I guess Chip doesn't like motorcycles. or you just wanted to say good morning on the stock market update as well. So here we see that we're still down, but off of overnight lows, off of these morning lows. So we'll see what happens as we get it close to the open and as trading kicks off for the day, but not some major moves here. Let's take a look at the economic calendar real quick. And we see preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment being released this morning at 10 a.m. Honestly, at this point, this really isn't a market mover. It is quadruple witching day. So you have options expirations, futures expirations, index expirations, and single stock futures, I think it is, as the fourth one. Sometimes that creates a little volatility when people who have positions, but traders who have those positions are rolling over with an expiration taking place. If they want to maintain those positions, they have to buy back or they have to sell if they're long and then buy a further expiration. And so that can create a little volatility at times. But on the economic calendar, nothing too exciting. I do want to point out next week, though, because next week is a big deal for the markets, specifically the Fed. The Fed has their 2-day policy meeting on Tuesday, September 21st. And Wednesday, September 22nd, wrapping things up on Wednesday, we have the FOMC statement and an FOMC press conference. So this is a big deal. Traders want to know about interest rates, and they also want to know about bond tapering and what the plans are there. Interest rate hikes don't seem likely anytime soon, or at least, most investors don't expect the Fed to just jump out and say, hey, this is the date we're raising interest rates. And because of slightly higher PPI data, CPI data slightly lower than expected, that's probably not going to be it's always going to be discussion for the Fed, but probably not any significant updates or changes there with the data that's been released. But that bond tapering is something that people do expect the later part of this year, and having some input on that or a timeline, if the Fed is willing to share it, that could definitely have an impact on the markets. not necessarily covered on the two-day policy meeting. Well, I don't know specifically, but the Fed has another thing that investors are interested in, and that is what the heck these Fed members were investing in during the pandemic. So Fed Chair Jerome Powell wants a review of the central bank's ethic rules for appropriate financial activities after disclosures that several senior Fed officials held significant investments and others made multi-million dollar stock trades in 2020. So that's a little bit sketchy. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But when the Fed is having these closed-door policy meetings talking about monetary policy and stimulus for the economy, and they're making millions of bucks off of investments, they might have had a little inside help on that one. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But definitely the Fed in the hot seat for a few reasons. Now, let's take a look at some individual stocks. Let's first look at Take-Two Interactive. TTWO is the ticker symbol. TTWO slightly lower, down over 1% here. Let's actually go to a daily chart. Take-Two Interactive, really struggling after highs at the beginning of the year. Really, this pre-market move puts it at lows of the year, it looks like. Yeah, back to lows of November last year. So Take-Two, they received an analyst downgrade. BMO Capital downgraded the stock from outperform to market perform, saying they're less confident in its earnings estimates after a series of video game delays. So Take-Two has had some problems with their release dates for video games, and at least one analyst believes that that could impact the expectations for earnings that they had originally estimated. So a downgrade there, small dip, but trading at lows not seen since November. So Take-Two Interactive, not a winner for 2021, at least based on what we see in September. A possible merger. Let's look at IVZ Invesco. So Invesco and State Street are discussing a possible merger. Not a done deal, but they are in discussions, at least according to the Wall Street Journal. And traders seem to like the idea. At least Invesco traders seem to like the idea, with Invesco up almost 5% pre-market. That would be multi-week highs for Invesco, getting back up to highs not seen since mid-July, about 2 months ago. If we look at State Street, STT, State Street Corporation, up slightly, just under 1%. So a little bit of a bump for STT, but IVZ, Invesco getting the better end of the deal, at least from a stock perspective and what traders are expecting pre-market. Let's look at Pfizer. So today the FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee is meeting to make a decision on Pfizer's application to offer vaccine booster shots to the general public. Doesn't seem to have an impact on the stock pre-market. Stock's flat, down 2 pennies from yesterday's close. Drifting slightly lower here. So, you know, maybe that's already priced in. We'll see what the FDA advisory committee does decide. But there is some uncertainty there. The benefit of the boost, some people have come out and said that it's not necessary for the booster. But that will be debated, and a vote will be made today. Let's look at Lucid Motors. You know, some of these crazy SPACs, and then, you know, conversions, and then, you know, EVs trying to raise and come up with vehicles. You know, we've had fun with Ride. Ride has taken us for a ride for sure. But Lucid, they are up almost 5% today pre-market after being up 6% yesterday. And that's because the EPA gave the car companies their AirDream Edition electric vehicle a 520-mile range rating on a single charge. So that's pretty huge for the electric vehicle market. It beats Tesla's Model S long-range car by 100 miles. So that's pretty significant. Now, Lucid's Air Dream Edition is not cheap. It starts at $169,000. Let's see what these things look like. I'm just curious. Okay. Pretty sharp car, but I think I could put $169,000 into something with gas that looks a little better. Just my preference. All right. So let's go back to the charts. So a legacy is officially coming to an end. It probably came to an end in 2018 here. But it was announced that Sears is closing their last store in Chicago on November 14th. So Sears, just a real, troubled stock over the last couple of years. It's a over-the-counter penny stock now, SHLDQ. This one's trading at 21 cents. Sears, if you don't know the story, they actually had their IPO in 1906, and I mean they were huge. They were a cornerstone for every single mall. And the first IPO actually that Goldman Sachs ever held. So Goldman Sachs, the first IPO that they did, the initial public offering for Sears, it was Sears back in 1906. Sears filing for bankruptcy in 2018. At the time, they had around 700 stores. They were delisted from the NASDAQ back in October 2018 as well. So they've been a penny stock, but what once was a retail empire is, you could say, no longer after the last couple of years, but coming to an end November 14th. Now, let's take a look at GM, one more here. No movement here, pre-market, but General Motors says that they are extending their delays, or sorry, there's they're extending the downtime at seven North American plants because of the chip shortage. Last week, the GM CFO Paul Jacobson said the automaker stands to lose about 200,000 vehicles from production, and that was double what was expected. And that would be in the second half of the year because of the chip shortage, or double. It was double August projection. So originally they thought that they'd be down 100,000, and then ended up being 200,000. And they're going to have to slow down some of the plants in North America. So doesn't seem to have an impact right now, but that chip shortage still having an impact on many companies, and supply chains issues definitely still a concern. The CFO of GM did say that next year, 2022, they expect to essentially have things under control, but definitely a concern and an issue for manufacturing and anybody that relies on chips. So since we started the stock market update, futures haven't changed much. Looks like we're looking still at a slightly lower open, not a whole lot of excitement. We'll see what excitement we get at the opening bell. But for now, that's going to do it for today's stock market update. Hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you love the videos altogether. And if you do, please like them. You'll be my friend for that. We'll see you on Monday. And until then, happy trading, everybody.